Just a lot of talk about where we stand with farm legislation and a whole bunch more. I'm Keith Wenberg with your Farm News Update. Over the course of the last few days attending the World Pork Expo in Des Moines, I sat down and talked to Dwayne Stadler. He's the president of the National Pork Producers Council. And we talked about just that, the Farm Bill, Prop 12, and where we stand with free trade.
Trade doors are especially important to us. I mean, 26-27% of our stuff is all traded outside of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And in a large case, a big part of that is stuff that Americans don't eat. It's variety meats and some of those things that the Asian markets like. And that just adds to our value of our hog, which adds value to that we're trying to bring home to the farm.
And that's important, teaming up with the folks at the U.S. Meat Export Federation talking about just that. Dan Hallstrom, we've had him on the air a number of times talking about that a number of these countries take some of the product of that animal that we don't use here, and they use it there.
And they use it there, and it adds about an $8 to $9 value to our pig.
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't for that opportunity, that value would be lost to our producers.
Now, last year, I know there were representatives from Canada here. I believe they're here again. I'm scheduled to visit with them later this afternoon. But have you had a chance to visit with our trading partners there?
Yes, I met with some of the Canadians there yesterday, and we also have some of the Mexican delegation that are here today. They were here last evening. I talked to them, and they will be back today here later on this morning for the rest of the day.
Yeah, that is just so important that we work together on that. I mean, just keeping these trade doors open.
Well, not only that, but it's a good relationship that we have between the producers, because we are such a large, they depend on U.S. meat for their areas, you know, that they have. So it's a good relationship that we have.
With your Farm News Updates, I'm Keith Wenberg.